Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. John Menson joining me in our Milwaukee studios, and this is the, well, this is all kinds of things, but in addition to those all kinds of things, it's also the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. You count on our Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air. We're asking you to please make a gift of any amount right now. Help us to pay for the programs you depend on. WPR.org is our place to go, or 888-202-2552. We had a great hour.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kathleen. It was wonderful. It's just a darn good thing this is radio and not television, because people didn't have to watch us doing the happy dance in the studio. Our goal last hour was 50 pledges, and we had 103 people make a commitment
to
Wisconsin Public
Radio. Thank you so much, everybody.
Can't tell you how good that makes all of us feel when this kind of thing happens. So, well, you know what? Sisyphus called. He wants his rock back. Our reward for doing so well last hour is we have another goal this hour. This hour, our goal is 25 pledges by 11 o'clock, and I think we can beat that. Meeting this goal helps make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money we need to fund the programs you rely on. Please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us meet this goal.
In just a moment, you all love these stories. This is a guy, Dr. Richard Kanacki, has a book, Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers and All Generations. At the age of 50, he thought he was overweight. He decided to do a lot of exercise. He also became a psychologist, so he really changed his life. And he has a lot of information about how to exercise and how to become, you know, this part of the equation, how to be really engaged in life and engaged in political issues and all of that. He'll also spur you to get to the treadmill, which he did for me last night. I said, okay, there we go, downstairs, watch the TV, and go on the treadmill, all because of our guest this hour. So discussions are possible because of your financial support. Please, WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Well, we know you give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programs. And as an added incentive for your good deed, we have something special.
And that is you can receive Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers and All Generations when you donate $100 or more. I mean, think about this. You could totally change your life. Keep us going. $100 or more, change your life and get really healthy. Give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But you can ask for Richard Kanacki's book as your thank you gift when you give $100.
And at the end of the hour, you know, you often hear guests say, thanks for your great listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being such thoughtful, active listeners. And thanks for your financial support, which is what makes this possible. And we're not kidding about that. If you haven't pledged yet, do it now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR is easy, 888-202-2552. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week. In a few minutes of your time.
We get a lot of comments from listeners during pledge drives, and here's one that came in this morning I thought was particularly interesting. Peter from Shawano pledged, thank you, Peter, and told us, I specifically donated at this time to say thank you for the important support through information you provided during this current crisis in our state. This is why we need Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, Peter, we're glad to be here for you. And you could join Peter and the thousands of other people who made a pledge by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
Thank you, John. And just a reminder, Do Not Go Gentle, a book I know you'll enjoy for your pledge of $100. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. At the age of 50, Dr. Richard Kanacki found himself rather overweight. There's a picture of him on the back of the book. Christmas in Cancun, 2003. Age 50, a tropical couch potato. 265 pounds. And then we go to 2009, age 55, fit and athletic at 190 pounds. How he did that, his personal journey, his reading of poets and philosophers and people who are exercise people lace the book that he has written, as have stories of people who are, you know, sometimes in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, who are doing remarkable physical activity. He studied what can happen to the body and how disease can be reversed, or you can prevent so many diseases as a result of eating right and doing some exercise. And I got to tell you, he motivated me to, I usually swim all the time, but I've been off this swimming thing. I got to go back to the pool because that's what I love to do. But I did go on the treadmill and watched yet more news last night as a result of reading his book. We'll be welcoming phone calls for Richard. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Hi, Richard.
Hello, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Great, and great. Well, that was a great introduction. You said everything, so thanks. No.
So thanks, goodbye. Uh-oh, okay. What are we going to know?
Yeah, just get the book. No.
There is something about those big birthdays, I know, that make you think about your life. And yours was age 50, and you really dramatically changed the way you looked, and you changed the way you are in the world.
I mean, I changed so much that I went to Pittsburgh, my hometown. And by the way, congratulations, Green Bay in the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Richard.
Grudges.
All right, glad to hear
but
that.
But I went back for a visit, and my brother told me later, or told my mother later, boy, if I'd seen him in a grocery store, I probably wouldn't have recognized him. But no, that's what happened when I was actually, I think I was 49, and I did my patriotic American duty, went out and bought the new shiny sports car. And after a couple of weeks, I could hardly get in, and I had a sore back, and of course, nobody had sympathy. How'd you hurt your back? Oh, that's that Corvette I got to get in.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
We're so sorry. I was in a health food store, and yeah, I was feeling pretty decrepit. You told them where I was weight-wise. I was taking blood pressure medicine. I got winded just going up steps, and pretty much everybody I knew seemed to be in the same shape. Every time you get together, discuss your latest operation.
Yes.
What parts of your body do you still have, and
right.
Do they work, and... Well, I saw a poster of this ancient-looking guy who had a Schwarzenegger physique, and the caption was, old age is not for sissies, or growing old is not for sissies. I thought it was a trick photo. I looked it up. It's a book of photography, photos of aging athletes by Eda Clark. She's written a couple books. And it turns out this guy was a 67-year-old weightlifting psychiatrist. He said physicians have an obligation to push exercise as much as prescribed pills. Well, when I was a teen, I joined the gym, got in shape, and I thought, well, hey, if that guy can do it, maybe I can. I joined the gym, got a trainer, one thing led to another, and I started getting interested in this incongruence between people who were not doing what I thought they were supposed to do, you know, when you're old, you know, it's like 65, it's time to retire. You're pretty much decrepit. You're going to need Medicare if it's going to still exist, right, by the time we retire. So the more research I discovered on aging, the more I applied it to my life, and I felt better, and I looked better, and I discovered some startling things that, hey, many of the diseases we attribute to being old aren't so much being old, but just not taking care of our bodies, abusing, neglecting ourselves,
right,
and that exercise, healthy food, and other factors can actually decrease your risk, and in some cases, actually reverse the course of heart disease, diabetes, some kinds of cancer. And I found out about baby boomers. You know, I'm in that group, ages 46 to 64, roughly. We're the best educated, most affluent generation in the history of the world. And we think, well, we're the biggest, the strongest, the bravest. We're all going to live to be 85
exactly.
to 100 without any
right.
special effort.
Right.
Well, the facts are quite the opposite. The boomers are the most obese of any age group. We're getting sicker at an earlier age than our parents, developing diabetes sooner, going on disability sooner. The New England Journal of Medicine recently published an article predicting that the United States will be the first advanced country in the world where the average life expectancy actually starts going down.
Isn't that something? That is such a remarkable thing that you just said. It's so striking.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yes, it is.
And we don't realize that there's a lot of denial. And there's simple things we can do. They're not easy, but we can do it. But unfortunately, we tend to wait until, well, things get real bad, and then I'll go get the doctor to fix it, give me some new pill, or wait for a discovery. Maybe there'll be some genetic modification so I can overcome my fat gene. But we don't really want to change the underlying problem, the excess and overindulgence that we grew up with as boomers. We just want to keep doing what we want to do and have things different. It doesn't work.
The pictures that you have in the book, and there are several of them of your before and after pictures, are so striking. Your body is just looks so much more vigorous in the second picture. What did you do? Did you just start an immediate, you know, every day at the gym for an hour?
I took it easy. I went to the gym. You know, we're talking about a change over 5, 6, 7 years, gradually. And I hired a trainer so I wouldn't tear myself up. And I just started going, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 or 3 days a week. And I did that for years and years. And over time, things got better. And then gradually, I started doing a little more. At the point I'm at now, I ride my bicycle. When we had the gas prices, it went crazy for a while, a couple years ago. I was always saying, Wichita Falls is a perfect place to ride a bike. Well, my car was in the shop. I was griping because it was going to be in the shop. So I bought a bike, and I started riding it. I love it. And since that gas guzzler car doesn't get good mileage, and I can't get a good trade-in on an economy car, I ride my bike 50 miles a week, places I would have been driving the car.
Even though you can,
the gas mileage.
Even though you can now get out of the car, probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could. I had to take medicine to cut the grass. And now, you know, I rode in the hotter than hell 100-mile bicycle race last August. Didn't need pain medicine after. You know, I could still walk. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, I feel like a teenager energy-wise. It makes a lot of difference. And this is not just me. There's a lot of people like this. There's whole societies like this. If you look at the people in Okinawa, there's a higher percentage of 100-year-olds there. A group of researchers went to study them. They found a guy that they thought was the father of the guy they were there to interview. He was 100 years old, ready to go to work in the field. These people eat healthy. They exercise well. Now their children, eating at fast food places, not exercising, they're starting to have the diseases that we get here.
Oh, I know. It is so sad. You encourage everybody, and maybe they don't want to do this exercise, but what would happen if after this show is over, everybody went for maybe a mile walk, and they decided to do that every day for the next year?
Hey, I'll bet you they would be healthier. In fact, something like that happened. There's this program called Silver Sneakers, and it's for retired people mainly. Going to the gym twice a week. Medicare did a study of it. No, actually, Centers for Disease Control. 5,000 people who went through this program went to the gym for moderate exercise twice a week. We're talking about maybe 45 minutes of stretching, bending, you know, that kind of stuff. At the end of a year, they were spending $1,400 less per year in health costs.
Really? So $1,400? Oh, my goodness.
It makes a difference in your health. You'll feel better. You'll look better. You'll be more alive. You won't be. Yeah, it's great. You'll have all kinds of benefits. You're going to become less depressed. Less anxious. There are many benefits. There's psychological benefits for healthy living, physical health benefits. There's scientific studies that, like, for instance, I don't know how long-winded I want to get on this, but it's just one study. Temple University did a study of 380 women starting at 42 years of age, followed them for 8 years, and they found that brisk walking reduces stress, anxiety, and depression. And we're not talking about a formal exercise program. Just walking around the city, going to the mall. In fact, mall walking, you know, they've done studies that show that reduces depression. There are studies that show that exercise can be as effective as antidepressant medication. You can walk your dog. There's a study
That's the best.
Japan. Yeah.
Yeah.
It says they found that walking a dog has greater health benefits as a buffer against stress in senior citizens than walking without a dog.
Right. Dogs do all kinds of wonderful things.
They'll lower your blood pressure. I've come across 6 or 7 scientific studies that show just holding your dog for a few minutes lowers your blood pressure.
I should have brought my dog to work today.
Hey, do it if you can.
I don't know if he'll get through security.
One of the therapists in our office had a dog, and somebody complained, so he had to quit bringing it. Unfortunately. Now, in England, there's a program where they have a traveling petting zoo. They take to nursing homes. And if the patients can't get out, they'll bring the lamb into the room with them and stuff.
Let's welcome phone calls for you. He also, there are a lot of words of wisdom throughout this book, and Jack LaLanne died recently, as you know, and what a body that guy had when he was in his 90s when he died. We should have kept watching his show every day for years and years. He was way ahead of his time, wasn't we? We just didn't listen to him as long as we should have. Our guest this hour is the author of Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers. And the book looks at his experience of being out of shape and feeling over the hill at the age of 50. It looks at the scientific evidence of the benefits of exercise. It outlines the psychological benefits of exercise, examines why America has become a couch potato nation, and how baby boomers are the least healthy age group. It argues that the lap of luxury is way too soft. It's never too late to change your whole life around. It's never too late to change your whole life around. Let's welcome phone calls for him, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. We also are in our winter pledge drive, and I want to tell you that for a pledge of $100, which is pretty modest, particularly if you can change your whole life around, we'll be so happy to send you a copy of his inspirational book, WPR.org. Or you can call for pledge, 888-202-2552. We'll take your on-air calls in just a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go to phone calls, starting with Boyd in Milwaukee. Hi, Boyd.
Hi, Kathleen. Good morning again, and hello to your guest. You know, I think what your guest is talking about in his book, I really think is going to catch on more and more. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when I was going through a rough time a number of years back, I sort of let myself go, and I actually exercised quite a bit. But one of the things that I did and helped to change that, since money was an issue for me, was two key things. One, I really started investigating indigenous diets, and I know your guest has talked about Okinawa and what have you. I actually started researching the Mediterranean diet, which I think is the best diet in the world, personally speaking. I think it's excellent for your heart, and the food is just so good and so healthy. But also, you know, when people are on a budget and they can't get to a gym, you know, they have to save money, what, you know, companies have come out in recent years with for working out at home is just, it's like night and day compared to, you know, the 1980s, everything from equipment like Russian kettlebells to a TRX system. And it's just, over the long term, I mean, you save money and the investments are great.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about diet. I know that you're on a diet that most people probably can't do just because of the way that we live here. But diet to you was very, very important as well, wasn't it, Richard?
Yes. That became clear when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, all the vigorous exercise.
Mm.
And at the time I was diagnosed, I read the latest research, which said that diet and nutrition can help you from getting it, but once you got it, forget it. Well, since then, there's been some research by Dr. Dean Ornish that shows with some people in early stages of prostate cancer, vigorous exercise and a very, very healthy, low-fat, vegan-leaning type diet can actually halt it, more or less, in
mm-hmm.
people. But anyway, yeah, and when I had surgery and I still had a pretty high PSA level, which is a measure of how much cancer you got, then I had radiation and they were talking about the next stage would be to give me hormones and I'd have to have breasts grown and surgically removed. I thought, hey, well, I read Colin Campbell's The China Study, which showed that casein, which is milk protein, actually feeds certain kind of cancers, and that convinced me to become a vegan. And I found out that with my own level of prostate cancer, I can raise it or lower it if I eat too many dairy products. So I consider those poison.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, when I eat as a vegan, I feel a heck of a lot healthier and more energetic, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Boyd, for your call. We go to Ron next from Viroqua. Hi, Ron.
Hi. I lived in Wisconsin for about 10 years up until about 15 years ago, and then had to move back to the city to take care of my aging mother. Well, things went bad. I went up to 5'7". I'm 69 years old, by the way. And I went up to about 200 pounds. My blood sugar went haywire. Blood pressure was up. PAD real bad in the legs. And she passed away about a year ago. And I moved back to Wisconsin. I have a cabin in the woods. I have a wood-burning stove, no electricity, and no water. I have to walk about 100 yards.
Really?
Through the woods to get my water, and I have to cut wood to, you know, keep the cabin warm. And but I went back for Thanksgiving and had an appointment with my doctor back in Chicago and on the Monday after Thanksgiving. And I went through all the blood tests and everything, and he actually had to call me, like, the day that he got the results, because he said, Ron, he said, your blood sugar is normal. Your blood cholesterol is just a point or two above normal. He says, your blood pressure is normal. And I lost 30 pounds. And he was totally amazed because I completely turned my health issues around. He said he's never seen it in a person my age. And he's kind of a Doogie Howser doctor, my very young doctor.
Richard.
Yes.
You want to respond to what he said?
Yes, that's great. I love that. I love hearing stuff like that because a lot of doctors I talk to are pretty convinced that there's not much he can do about things to change and certainly not lifestyle. But I started in my reports, I have a paragraph saying, well, the Surgeon General recently told doctors, prescribe exercise. It's one of the best things you can do for people of all ages. And I actually had one of the neurologists who sends people over for dementia assessments. He loaned a copy of my book to one of his patients, and they started going to the gym, and it's great. Yeah, I mean, you can change at any age. Let me just say a brief story. There's a lady.
Sure.
Some people say I'm too old. That's over-the-hillism, right? A 98-year-old woman was ready to go into a nursing home, and her daughter said, no, come stay with me. I'll take care of you. Well, she was no spring chicken. She was like 76 years old, retired teacher, athletic. After a couple days, Mom, you're like a ton of bricks. I can hardly get in my walker. She started watching Sit and Be Fit on public TV. It's been on for almost 30 years. Exercises you can do out of bed, out of a wheelchair.
Oh.
Well, this lady got in such good shape. I got a picture I show to people. 100 years old. She's at the gym 2 hours every day. She says we got good genes, but unless you exercise and take care of yourself, the genes don't matter.
How true. The book we're talking about is Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers. And our guest, psychologist Dr. Richard Kanacki, is with us. He did this for his life, and he also talks about the scientific evidence that shows how disease can be reversed if you do exercise and eat properly. And also there, it's filled with inspirational stories, which the older I get, the more I need to hear about people who are doing incredible things when they're 70, can you believe it, or 80 or 90 or even above. Our phone number for you to join the conversation is 800-486-8655. We thank you very much, Ron, for your call. We'll take more phone calls in a moment here on the Ideas Network. This is our pledge drive, our winter pledge drive, and John Munson is joining me in our studios here in downtown Milwaukee. He comes to us from Superior, and we love it when he's here. Our goal, actually, is to help bring you discussions with people like Dr. Richard Kanacki. We do that in large part with listener contributions, and your gift of any amount right now makes a big difference as we raise the money we need to make these discussions possible. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi, John.
Hi, Kathleen. Well, we need three more pledges to make our goal for this hour.
Oh,
and our goal is 25. We've gotten 22 pledges. And the number I like to look at is the new member column there. And look, it says 6. That's a good number. The hour before, we had 41 brand new members. That's just amazing. And it's so gratifying. Thank you so much to those of you who've already given. And if you're not one of those, please help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR. ACR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear stimulating discussions, great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. It's a very unique radio service in the nation, and your support makes it all possible. Pledge now for the station that you rely on and enjoy, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can receive Do Not Go Gentle as a thank you gift for your pledge of $100. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you'll enjoy this book. That's Do Not Go Gentle, A Successful Aging for Baby Boomers and All Generations by Dr. Richard Konacki. For your pledge of $100. Your pledge of any amount supports WPR programs. Why don't you make one right now? WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is strong due to the diversity of our funding sources, and one of our most important sources is you, Y-O-U. We've had people write in, John, and Anderson from Shorewood City pledged because of WPR's in-depth interviews, the fairness and integrity of its staff, and its responsiveness to the interests of the listeners.
Well, speaking of listeners, Kathleen, they provide 40% of our budget. Today, we're asking you to be part of that 40%. Help support the programs that are at your fingertips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It won't take long, and it will do a world of good.
And it will. And thank you, John, very much. I think that when this show is over, we need to stand up and dance. I think dancing is a wonderful way to have a really good time and
you
to
and
get
my,
in shape, right?
You and my wife agree, but I don't dance. And if you
I
saw
don't
me
dance,
if you
come
saw
on.
If you saw me make the attempt, you would say, "Oh, please stop."
Then dance
Thank
just
you.
For yourself.
Okay.
Close the room door here, and you can just dance.
Okay.
I don't dance, John. You won't live that down.
I polka
get you dancing.
I polka I polka'd at my wedding. It was the dollar dance, and that's how we financed the honeymoon, which tells you how long ago that was.
John Munson, again, it's $100. If you want to change your life in terms of exercise, get inspiration, a healthy dose of humor, an inspirational story, and medical information, too, for a $100 pledge this hour, we are delighted to send you Richard's book, Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers and All Generations. That's 888-202-2552. Let's go back to phone calls. Betty from Oak Creek is our next caller, Richard. Hi, Betty.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have to tell you about my friend. I'll be picking up in about an hour, and we go bowling.
Great.
She's 94 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
About 70. And if it wasn't for her eyesight, she would have no health problems. But she doesn't drive anymore because she does have some sight problems. But she is such an inspiration, and she's had a hard life. And when she worked, she had a hard job. But I can't tell you, she is just an inspiration. And she's not heavy, and she's not super skinny. So I just wanted to pass that on, and I think there are people out there that are just, I know she's always raised a garden and canned her own food and, you know, processed or, you know, froze it or whatever. I mean, she I know she ate right because she still does. So isn't that an inspiration?
That is an inspiration, Richard.
Absolutely. That's important to know about people like that, and that's why I cite the cases of so many of these spunky youngsters, as I call them, because that's how human beings learn stuff. I know that as a psychologist. It's called modeling. Monkey see, monkey do. And if we have positive images of what's possible, then, hey, I can do that too.
Right.
Jack LaLanne, yeah, I can do that. I can do a few push-ups. I can do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go over the hill. I don't have to coast towards the crypt.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Betty, so much for the call. What do you think about retirement, Richard?
Oh, it might be a possibility for some of us someday. I don't know what the economy is going to be like. But, well, actually, we were hoping to be more or less retired at this point, but the economy kind of went south, and so So I don't know if I will ever totally retire in my profession. I can still do a little bit of work. But if I do retire, I will probably be, like, I'll probably exercise a lot more than I do now. I'll be very active and probably be involved in more charitable things and stuff like that. So I might quit doing the job I do, but I don't see that it's like I'm going to quit living.
Right. I'm just wondering if it's a necessary component of not going gentle into older age.
Well, I know in Okinawa, the older dialect, they don't even have a word for retirement. I've learned to, I consider myself right now to be semi-partial, early retired. I basically work 2 or 3 days a week and then do things that I like other times. I think you can cut way back on what you do. The traditional retirement, working hard all your life and then quitting at age 65 or 70 or whatever, I don't know if I could really ever do that fully. But yeah, I don't really talk about retirement too much in this book. I might talk about it in the sequel that's almost done. But
all right, let's go to Jan in Egg Harbor. Hi, Jan.
Good morning. There's a saying out there that if your dog is fat, you're not getting enough exercise.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And isn't that the truth?
Oh, yeah.
And as far as the silver sneakers and stretching goes, I belong to the Northern Door Y. And let me tell you, the stretching made a world of difference. It just, I didn't have to go to the chiropractor anymore.
See?
So, yes, there's another book out there that you had a guest on last year, Dr. Malarvey, The Relativity Diet, which is similar to, you know, your author. And he did the same thing as, you know, he was overweight and lost weight and just was an inspiration to everybody here in Door County. So keep up the good work, and the program's very interesting.
Thank you, Jan. Thanks very much for the call. Scott is next in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Scott. Hi, Scott.
My story. I'm 51 and lost 80 pounds over the past year.
Woo! Congratulations. By doing what, Scott?
Just making small changes, and it started by I got laid off and had to do my own work, so I stained and cleaned my own deck, and I lost 20 pounds summer before last doing that and realized I could lose more and stopped eating bagels and cream cheese and switched to cereal and fruit, and now I do a protein fruit shake for breakfast, and it's just small changes add up big time. You can have a hamburger, just don't eat the top bun, and you know, eat a steak and salad, but lose the potato. It is easy. Lose the carbs and work out a little bit. Now I exercise every other day for about 40 minutes, 20 minutes on the bike, 20 minutes lifting weights. And it's just easy to lose weight. Small changes add up big.
How do you feel now compared to before?
Pardon me?
How do you feel now compared to before?
Terrific. I'm into 36 pants are loose on me, down from 48.
Right.
I don't have a stitch of clothes to wear, but I look great, and I'm making more money, and everything is better.
All right. Congratulations.
Everything is better. Yeah,
that's the key. I mean, that's little changes on a consistent basis. You don't have to go climb a mountain or jump out of an airplane. Just walk up. Let me tell you this. Our elevator in the building broke down last year, and everybody was griping. We had to go up and down a flight of steps for about a month. Well, at the end of that, my wife says, hey, my pants are looser. I'm sleeping better. I'm not as stiff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll walk up and down the steps now.
Hmm. What about weightlifting? He mentioned weightlifting. Is that a part of your routine? Is it valuable?
It is, even into old age. I talk about people that are 80, 90 years old that lift weights. And you don't have to go for competition. We're talking about simple resistance, putting a little bit of pressure. You can even get one of those bulwarker units or something where you do isometric type things. But yeah, that helps strengthen your system. It helps protect your bones from falling apart. It's very helpful. It's highly recommended by all the professionals and all the major agencies like Centers for Disease Control, American Heart Association. And weightlifting and also aerobics, breathing a lot, and stretching, those three things. Stretching, I can't say enough good things about it. Stretch a lot.
And you can stretch at work, right? I'm talking to you. I can do a stretch thing here with Chrissy. Does this, too. We sort of You can't see us because we're on radio, thank goodness. But we do our stretches, stand up a little sometimes and stretch it on out.
I know. People think I'm weird at the grocery store standing in line. I'm doing a little bit of this yoga stretching I do.
Right. Yoga is very good for that. I've taken up yoga in the last couple of years. Now, I don't do it often, but it's wonderful. And then I look at my dog and I realize he's doing yoga every single day,
yes,
isn't he?
They know how to do this.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yep.
Paul in Clintonville. Hi.
Oh, hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning to your guests, too. I never realized you were a swimmer. That's interesting.
Oh, I love to swim. It's one of my favorite things on earth.
So do I, as a matter of fact. I'm 64 and a half, and I swim about two or three times a week, a little late.
Great.
I think I swim about a half mile out of whack. At any rate, one of the things, I have cancer. I have lymphoma cancer, and I'm in remission right now, which is a happy note.
Yes.
I went to my oncologist not long ago. And she said, I think we're going to make you a candidate for bone marrow transplant. Anyway, I'm good for that. Part of the conversation went like this, though. She said that ordinarily, because of your age, I probably wouldn't be looking too hard at this. But because you take such good care of yourself and you're in relatively good shape, I think we're going to go with this.
Wow.
Which, of course, made me happy. Anyway, yeah. The whole point is that I guess there's hidden benefits to, doing your best and holding on to what you got.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's great to hear.
So you're going to have the transplant, Paul?
Yeah, hopefully in May.
In May. Well, that'll be a hard process, but bring comedy tapes for when you need them.
Hey, there you go.
You know, that can help a little, too.
A good belly laugh is equivalent to about 20 minutes of hard rowing, you know.
How's that?
A good belly laugh is equivalent to, like, X number of minutes of rowing a boat.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies on the benefits of humor, and I don't talk about it too much in the book. But if nothing else, it gets you breathing more. And
right.
It exercises your chest and upper body a little bit.
Well, along with swimming, I ought to be doing fine then.
Oh, absolutely. The swimming is great. Aerobics is great.
Kathleen, get back in the pool as soon as you can.
I will. I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Paul. And I'm sure you'll be in the pool before the bone marrow transplant. All the best to you, Paul. Okay, our number, I want to tell you, is 800-486-8655. And our guest is the author of Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers. Richard Konecki is with us. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go to Dirk next in Porterfield. Hi, Dirk.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Uh-huh.
My comment is you have no idea how inspiring this show is. I'm actually in my early 30s, and my wife and I actually stumbled onto some of the diets that your guest was talking about. We've actually been looking at a type of vegan diet called a raw food diet. Some friends of ours actually had begun starting up a lifestyle center, and one of their big things is this raw food diet. And the health differences that my wife and I had experienced at our age is just phenomenal. And then to see the experiences of, couple that we know that started the center, she's lost over 80 pounds, and he lost over 40 pounds in the last couple of years, and kept it off.
Great.
And they're both in their 50s. And it's just great to know that we're kind of on the right track, and it's inspiring to know that these benefits will continue on throughout our lives. And the book, The China Study, that was also brought up is one that we just got a hold of, and so far it is just so eye-opening. So I just think it's great to have a guest like this to speak with us.
And also check the books of John McDougall. He's been a vegan for 20, 30 years since he had a mild stroke after med school and discovered the benefits of healthy eating.
The other person you recommend, and I think that he did a whole lot of work in this area of living longer and that you enter a different stage of life. There are more of us living longer so that the old age part of our lives can encompass quite a few years. Eric Erickson's work in this area.
Yes.
Which is important because in addition to wanting to live a long time, many of us who reach this age start getting a little worried about dying, to tell you the truth, you know, that it has its good parts, but you also think, well, I may not be around all that much longer. And then you go, oh, no, I may not be around that much longer.
Right.
And you need to come to terms with that part of your life.
Absolutely. And you can use aging can really be an advantageous thing because the shorter the time, you can use that as an inspiration to appreciate life more.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, my Aunt Margie, when my dad died at the untimely age of 57, she had just turned 65, and she says, "Well, Richard, when you get to be our age, you don't know if you're going to live another 20 years or 20 minutes."
Mm-hmm.
And it adds a certain zest and vitality.
Yes, it does.
So you learn to be in the moment more.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I think that's very true. Very true. And you learn to not think as much about what people think about you or what you say. You're just much more forthright. And
absolutely.
And that's good. That's all good.
Absolutely.
Marion in Baraboo. Hi, Marion.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the comments this morning. I'm 84 years old. I retired in 2008 at 81 after walking 40 years as an environmental naturalist with children and grown-ups all over Wisconsin and elsewhere. What I wanted to say is that I think our mental attitude has a lot to do with where we are in terms of our health. Walking, of course, is one of my best exercises. I, too, have a dog. I walk her four times a day.
Four? Lucky dog.
One thing I am concerned about, though, as I think about the children of today, I've walked with children with classes coming out to the Arboretum there in Madison and elsewhere, and kids complaining that it's too hard for them. You know, I said, look at this old lady walking here. I said, yeah, how about trying to keep up with me? But I'm finding over all these years that things have changed. Kids are sitting around more. They're, of course, you know, using the television and the games and all of that sort of thing. I'm also finding that they do have difficulty walking. They've just been gaining too much weight. And this is true of a lot of the folks that I've worked with, even younger than myself, that, you know, say, well, gee, do you expect us to walk this far or to go this or do that? And I'm thinking, well, you know, there's an adage that I like. There's young old people and old young people. And so I think our mental attitude, and there again, too, I think in thinking about age, we sometimes think, well, I'm getting older, so this is how I have to feel. Why can't we feel that, gosh, we're just maturing into with more wisdom and have more richness to share and all of that, and try to keep our thinking in a little better perspective in terms of going down with the ship, you know?
Thank you so much for your call and inspiration, Marion. And Richard, thank you for the book and the interview. I think you've inspired many of us.
Very welcome.
Our guest this hour, Richard Kanacki, Do Not Go Gentle, Successful Aging for Baby Boomers and All Generations. He also includes some great quotes in here, and I love this one. And it's true for me. It's probably true for John, too. I want to die young at a ripe old age. Do you like that one?
My mother says she wants to live to be 100 with a year to repent. I think there's an Irish proverb in there somewhere.
I think so, too. I'm Kathleen Dunn. John Munson joining us in our Milwaukee studios. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio's Winter Membership Drive. Listener donations are the foundation of our budget, and it's why we're asking for your gift right now.
Absolutely, Kathleen. And more good news to report. We were looking for 25 pledges this hour. So far, we're at 55 and counting. So more than doubled what our original goal was. Thank you so much. 20 brand new members so far this hour. You can be the next one. Pledges like these, pledges like yours, keep us on track for our annual budget, and they support the programs that you count on. Thank you so much if you've already given. If not, please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know many of you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Richard Kanacki, kind of a funny guy who's inspirational. He really changed his life. Talking about his book, Do Not Go Gentle. Now, we ask you to take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day, and there are so many of them. And then you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the decision is completely in your hands. You decide the amount of your pledge. You decide whether or not to pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. Please consider asking for Do Not Go Gentle as your thank you gift when you give $100 or more. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for the citizens of Wisconsin to be pretty well informed. I think Wisconsin Public Radio does a very good job of presenting both sides of an issue. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy about it. Plus the diversity of programming that's there. There's always something that will touch different people in different ways. I'm Kay Tenorelli, and I'm a Wisconsin Public Radio Association board member. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for local, national, and international news.
And I'm Kathleen Dunn with John Munson. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Please pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100. If you can pledge at $100, we'll send you a copy of Do Not Go Gentle, or $500, whatever amount, or $1,000. Does anybody have that now? Somebody might and wants to give it to us. Whatever your amount you choose is the right amount, really. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, Kathleen, I'm glad you mentioned $1,000 because, well, consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a gift of $1,000. Your $1,000 gift, well, that's about $83 a month, helps make Wisconsin Public Radio available to everyone. Of course, any amount is welcome right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kathleen, I'm going to say nice things about you for about 15 seconds. I don't know, you want to plug your ears or what? But
no, I'll listen. You kidding?
Well, you know, this is Kathleen Dunn program is one of the signature programs of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I know that you get lots and lots of help because I get to work with your producers when
they're
you're
marvelous.
Not here.
They're marvelous. They're
marvelous. And the great guests, where can you hear programs like this anywhere on the radio? You get them here every day. This is just average. This is just what we do, and it's part of what Kathleen's been doing here for more years than any of us wants to count. We'll just forget that number for now. But it's always a privilege to sit in for you because this program is so highly regarded. We get tons of listener comments and feedback every week, and we read them. And it's people correct us when we're wrong, but they mostly are calling in to say, wow, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have the Kathleen Dunn program to listen to. So hats off to you. You can show your support for the Kathleen Dunn program and for all the other great programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio day in and day out by going online and making a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
In this hour, and thank you very much, John, Do Not Go Gentle by Richard Kanacki. When you make a contribution of $100, after talking to you for a long time, I know that you will all enjoy this book. It's a little bit funny. It's got great quotes in it. It's inspirational. It's got medical information, all of that. So you can get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $100. Please pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, here's a question for you. How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that stopped you in your tracks? Something that was really interesting? Well, it's been a lot, I'm sure. We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain, programs that affect your life. That kind of radio happens only with your financial support. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please help pay for the programs you depend on. We're we've done very well this hour, so we're looking for as many pledges as we can receive the next couple minutes here. Please make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Richard from Winnebago says the choices of whether or not to donate and how much are very easy this time. WPR's coverage of recent news events has been of the highest degree of accuracy and immediacy. Kathleen Dunn works so hard to be fair and informative and puts so much of her heart and mind into every show and subject. She gets my contribution every time. Well, that's great news, and it's much appreciated. Whatever the reason is that you decide to make your pledge of support, Please know that when your contribution comes in, it's added together with everyone else's, and it creates something that we can all benefit from.
We certainly do. And we want to ask you once again to pledge. It's a very important pledge drive for us. And I think it's true. We do we shine all the time. But when you have major conversations, major elections taking place, when so many people are engaged in the public process, which is a wonderful thing, there is no place that does it better than Wisconsin Public Radio. There just is no place.
67 pledges so far this hour.
Great.
So we shattered that goal. It was a great hour. Another affirming hour for those of us who work here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And John Munson, thank you so much. Now we're going to dance. Da-da-da-da-da. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning and Chrissy Pease for producing this hour. And thanks to Rhonda and Chrissy for all this, their spectacular work. If I've said it once, I haven't said it enough, that they really do the kind of work that makes this show what it is, because we do have... You know, you come to work, I think, oh, I'm going to talk about this issue with this person. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. Thank you, everybody, for pledging. 888-202-2552. Thanks, John. Thanks, Rhonda and Chrissy. And thank you, everybody, for listening.